With many countries in Europe and the Americas now legalizing same-sex marriage, gay rights campaigners are looking to Africa and Asia, where few nations have accepted the notion of marriage equality. One of those countries is Japan, where same-sex marriage remains illegal, though a municipality in Tokyo has been making moves to give homosexual couples more legal rights.
Still, as of now, there's considerable debate between marriage equality supporters and opponents. A Buddhist priest in Kyoto is among those pushing for change, as Yoshi Matsumoto has been finding out for DW.
Shunkuin is a Zen Buddhist temple with magnificent gardens established in 1590 in Kyoto, ancient capital of Japan and a city of castles and temples. Across a small stone bridge, there's a front old gate made of wood.
I'm Takakawa Kami. I'm a deputy head priest of a temple. Normally, I'm offering Zen meditation class in English, but also I'm offering a wedding ceremony here. I was just, one of the first ones to offer same-sex marriage publicly.
Taka has been performing same-sex weddings since 2011. Even though they are not officially recognized by the state, he has conducted 5 ceremonies since then and had many more inquiries as more people hear about what he is doing here at the temple.
How is homosexuality viewed in Japanese and Buddhist culture?
Some people say they're not discriminated, but obviously there's discrimination. Some people might get fired, came out in the office or something like that, their workplace. If they came out, they might lose a job, but legally, they're not protected. There's no job to protect them to being gay or being LGBT. And in Buddhist culture, actually, if you look at the sutra, there's no regulation or law to prohibit them.
As well as not being outlawed by the Buddhist religious text, the sutra, there's also evidence that historically homosexuality was accepted in Japanese society, with even our legendary samurai warriors known to have had male lovers.
I don't really want to kind of limit topic like this one for only samurais. I mean, there's some record showing that some feudal lord, they had male lovers. Homosexuality was more open in the past until mid-19th century. For instance, there's ukiyo-e print. You can find some homosexual lovers together. Also, an old record, those Jesuit priest record showing that several feudal lord, they had affair with male too. I think that's more open.
There has been some opposition to what Taka is doing. He tells me this is mostly conservative people objecting to gay rights generally, not protests as have been seen elsewhere in the world. But it's not just traditionalists here who are unsure about same-sex marriage. Kaori Yoshida is 37 and runs a cafe in Kyoto called Colory. Despite being lesbian herself, she is not sure about the gay weddings.
I'm surprised the same-sex weddings are allowed, but I think it's a positive thing, even though it's not legal in Japanese society. The significance it has will be for family and how parents feel about it. Personally, I'm skeptical about weddings in general. I don't agree with the current system, so wouldn't agree with same-sex marriage based on it. And I fear that if we do legalize it here, then it'll be a system which not everyone agrees on. And if that's the case, I'm not sure you should hold the wedding at all, though perhaps having the marriage recognized in public is important. I don't know. I wish our society would be a place where both homosexual and heterosexual people could just be accepted and live their lives the way they are. But at the moment, I think most homosexual people in Japan hide their sexuality. We need more education for people to learn how to be self-aware.
Yoshida
you have the ceremony in this room.
Yeah, we have this wedding ceremony here. This was built in the 18th century, so it's like about 300 years old building. On the sliding door, we have those screen painting painted by Edgar Cano. He was a really talented painter in the early 19th century. He actually painted the inside of living quarters in the Kyoto Imperial Palace. The painting you see in the ritual room, basically still the original one. This is painted on the gold leaf surface, and you can see the colors, really vivid colors, made from semi-precious stones and minerals. The theme of the main ritual hall is winter landscape of Japan. It's kind of rare to have weddings in a historical building like this. Even like some temple or, you know, shrine in Japan, they offer a wedding. But normally they do the wedding ceremony in a newly built building. But this temple's case, you can do the wedding in a historical site.
What happens at the ceremony?
It's going to be the same as the other Buddhist ceremony. For the heterosexual couple or homosexual couple, we cannot like separate them. Judging them is not actually the right way in the Buddhist culture. I don't really force people to wear traditional wedding kimono. I always tell them, you know, whatever you want to wear, you can wear. It's totally up to them. A couple, lesbian couple, both of them want to wear male kimono. I don't really distinguish. I think the person is wrong. It's you're discriminating.
Do you think it will catch on?
Some government district in Tokyo, they're thinking about providing civil union, like almost like a marriage license to the same-sex couples. This type of movement, you know, moving forward in a good direction, I have a positive feeling about this.
Do you think the Japanese will embrace gay marriage?
The things preventing people to come out is peer pressure. And I think that many people right now, they're supporting gay marriage. So if the majority of people come out and saying that they support gay marriage, it will change quickly. Because, you know, obviously we don't have any like conservative Christians, those, you know, obvious opponents. It's just peer pressure. In a way that its movement happened, it's happened quickly here compared to like other countries.
And as word spreads about the same-sex marriages being carried out here, with media appearances for Taka right around the world, it seems likely that there will be no shortage of gay couples wanting to marry here at the temple in the future.